Thank you for calling over the Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Ben. How are you doing today?
Oh, hello. Pretty good. This is Roy from the corporate office. Were you having problems with your computer system there?
I keep getting dead errors.
Oh, really? Oh, could you?
Yeah, I keep getting dead errors, beeping, and all that.
Oh, beeping just means we're listening to you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's when we're monitoring the conversation. But can you hit your F?
Wait, you mean beeping like while I'm on the phone with someone else?
Oh yeah, it's all connected.
No, I've never heard that. All I've heard is beeping like as soon as I pick up the phone, it starts beeping.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, could you hit the F7, and I think that'll put it in diagnostics mode.
F7.
Yeah.
Okay, I just pushed it. So
what did it do?
Again, if you'd like.
Did it do anything crazy?
Nope.
Can you hit the F10?
Nothing.
Oh. Can you just start banging all crazy like a madman, just bang on the keyboard a bunch?
You want me to hit the keyboard?
Yeah. Just start punching it.
Okay. I got FileMaker Pro help. Is that?
That's what happens when you punch the keyboard.
Yes.
Punch it in a different spot and then see what happens. But punch it real hard. Pretend it's your wife.
Oh my! What?
Punch it really hard. So pretend it's your wife.
No.
I need to be able to hear it in the background. Like, so put your microphone close while you punch it.
Oh, okay. You're really funny. You are funny, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm from the corporate office. My name's Roy.
No.
And by the way, I need your login and password.
Can you just hold on just a second?
Well, give me your login and password, and I'll work on that while you do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I gotta put you on hold for just 1 second, really quick.
All right.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Who are you getting? Hello? Yeah, of course. I would. Why did you think I was going to hang up?
All right.
What? Why are you echoing? He hung up.
Thank you for calling. Please hold, and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
The right amount of superheated steam to the microfiber pad when you want it and where you need it with just a simple natural mopping motion. The patented Steam Pocket design releases a superheated steam while holding the heat in the pocket to effectively clean and sanitize at the same time on both sides. It has a large capacity tank, long runtime, longer power cord, 2 swift release mop heads, 2 sides of cleaning, 180... Representatives will be...
Thank you for calling in to order your Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Marcus. How are you doing today?
Hey, Marcus. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Give me a second here. I gotta pick up the phone.
All right.
Marcus?
Yes, sir.
All right, you can hear me. I was on speaker of that phone for a second. Yeah, I'm calling to order a steam pocket mop.
All right, sir, I can help you with that. May I have the first name, the way it appears on the card that you will be using, please?
Yeah. Okay, my name is Roy.
All right. There a middle initial on the card, sir?
Middle initial is W.
What's the last name, sir?
My last name is Roy.
How you doing, Roy?
Oh, pretty good, Marcus. How you been?
All right, man. Didn't we talk a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, Roy?
No, I don't.
All right, Roy. So your name is Roy W. Roy, right?
Yeah. Where am I from, Marcus?
I don't remember where you're from every time I talk. You're probably from Roy, Arizona, Roy.
Oh, ask him.
That's where you're from?
You're quite intentive, Marcus.
I mean, I remember talking to you a couple weeks ago, Roy.
Really?
Yeah, Roy. Oh. Let me go ahead and get that street address that you're going to use. Sir.
Okay. Number one, Roy Place. What?
All right, let me get this zip code, sir.
Oh, you can use any old zip code that you want. It'd get to me. Everybody knows Roy.
I know, man. I remember you, Roy, man. We talked a couple weeks ago, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you been doing all right?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of opiates, yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, last time I talked to you, man, you was in a little dilemma. You couldn't get off the couch.
Yeah, I was stuck to the couch for about 3 or 4 days. You know, couch really? Lock. It happens.
Hey, sometimes it does, man. Let me tell you what, Roy. Give me a call back in like 10 minutes because we're kind of busy right now. I'll take a couple of other phone calls. I'll be able to chat with you in about 10 minutes, all right?
Okay, Marcus. Sounds good. Right. When are we going to be able to order the steam pocket mop? I've been trying for like a half a month now.
I know, man, but you haven't been giving out no credit card, Roy, man. We asked you for the credit card, Roy. You don't ever give us no credit card, so we can't do nothing without the credit card.
I'll give you a credit card number right now.
Is it going to be a legit credit card, Roy?
Absolutely, I would hope so.
I mean, but I need a zip code, Roy. You just told me put any zip code in, it's going to get to you. I mean,
yeah, it will.
I mean, I can't do that, Roy, man. You got to give me an address where your credit card is billed to, then we can work it out like that. Brother.
I tell you what, can you send it to your address, then you can PayPal me the pocket mop? You can send the mop to PayPal.
You want me to PayPal it? We don't even do PayPal, sir.
They don't. No. I'll pay for it with my credit card. It gets sent to your house, and then you can PayPal me. They do deliveries now.
No, truthfully, if you're going to send it to my house, I'm going to use it. So I'm not even going to have you do that. Then you're going to be like, man, this guy named Marcus told my mom. And we'll be for a mom. Huh. We'll be on Judge Judy or George Mathis, you know, and he'd be talking crazy. I don't feel like being on TV for that.
Why not?
Man, because that's a waste. We're not getting paid for it, is we?
We would be being paid for it. We'd have, like, parents' gifts and stuff like that. They give you a little gavel you can hang on your wall.
I don't want no gavel, man. I don't. Look, well, I don't even like going to court, Roy. So why would I want a gavel to remind me?
Well, I can understand that. I could have figured that. You didn't want, like, I tell you what, that little gavel they give you, you can have it, like, you can have it gold plated, hang around your neck.
I mean, then I'm going to have a gold-plated gavel from court. That's not going to be a very interesting thing for me, Roy.
Well, yeah, okay.
Roy, do me a favor, though. Let me give me a call back in 10 minutes. If you talk to anybody else, if you talk to anybody else and they answer the phone, tell them you want to talk to Marcus, and I'd be happy to talk to you again, Roy. You have a good one. Let me take another call real quick, all right?
Okay.
You have a good one, Roy.
Why?
All right.
It was awesome.
Marcus remembers Roy.
I love Marcus.
Oh man.
I want to go out with Marcus. I want to hang I want to hang out with him in bars and stuff.
Suffer couch lock with Marcus.
I want to be his roommate.
He probably has 3 or 4. But he remembers Roy. God, Marcus.
We can't.
Yeah, I called him up. I give him a credit card. Well, can I have your credit card tomorrow? I said, no, man. I don't think I could trust you with my credit card. You sound like too street to get my credit card.
What, the first time you called him, that's what you said to him?
Yeah. How am I supposed to know you're not going to be, like, scamming the information and, like, going out and buying whatever you guys buy?
That's true. Yeah. I wouldn't trust them either.
He didn't like that much, but I made him laugh. Now he remembers Roy.
We should get his home phone number.
Yeah.
I called him in. I called a while ago, and I said I was with the corporate office and got him to hit a bunch of stuff on his keyboard.
It was Marcus?
No, a different guy. Right before I called you.
Oh.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Clean Pocket Mop. My name is Nick, and the Pluff is special offer. May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, hello.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, no, this is Roy from the corporate office. Is this Nick Walters?
No, I'm sorry. Have a good day.
No, what's your last name?
We are not permitted to give our last name.
Well, I'm with the corporate office, so it's okay to give it to me. In fact, I'm ordering you, too, because I'm your boss.
I could get my supervisor for you.
No, I just need your last name, please.
One moment, please.
I'm in the corporate office.
Okay.
So what's your last name?
One moment, sir. You're in the corporate office?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment, please.
Hurry the fuck up. Here, I'll let you take this one. I don't want to be on hold.
Okay.
If you want it.
Actively clean and sanitized at the same time.
Thank you for calling. Please hold and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
It's none other than the Shark Steam Pro Pocket Mop. Please hold, and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you.
Hola.
Hi, Trevor.
Hey, bro.
Thanks for calling in for the Shark Steam Pocket Mop. My name's Derek, and how can I help you?
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I seen your infomercial on the TV, and I'm in the mood of ordering a mop. Could you tell me a little bit more about it? Because they were kind of like,
Yeah, you just want to know a little more about it?
Yeah, well, they didn't actually tell me all the, you know, the details of it. They, you know, they did this, and it can remove crayons. It can steam that off. Yeah, and they were hailing the pocket mops, something serious on the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the mop comes with two of the pads, and it comes with four of the pads. It's two
four
rectangular and two triangular. Yep.
Okay, two and rectangular.
Yep, two rectangular and two triangular. And okay. those pads are washable and reusable.
All right. What else?
It comes with a carpet glider.
Is that one of those
glider.
Like? Is that kind of like related to a sugar? Yeah.
Glider? Related to a what?
A sugar glider.
I don't think so. What's a sugar glider?
Well, never mind. It's a car. Okay, you said it was a carpet glider. Okay, it glides across carpet. Okay, does this deep clean carpets? It says
no. It doesn't. No, it doesn't deep clean carpets. But I mean, it can, you know, quickly steam them.
Okay, if I combine this, if I kind of like got the pocket mop, and then when I get it at my house, I take it apart and do a hybrid kind of thing with my current vacuum, would that deep clean my carpets?
No.
It wouldn't. I can shoot steam with the innards. Yes. I want to be a technical writer, too, and... Yeah, I've been listening to that constantly. Last 3 weeks.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
did I send you the MP3?
It's made me the way I am now.
That's good.
I want to call get a steam mop.
I've met the girls that sing that before.
Brad, laugh track.
Wait, are you guys wanting to order the steam mop today?
Yes. No, I want to have one of these steam mops so I can, like, take it apart and make killer robots out of it that shoot steam.
Okay. I don't think, you know, that, I'm pretty sure that would void the warranty, though.
Yes, but it would be a, it'd be a, I'd win a science project, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you wanted to go ahead and place the order, we could do that for you.
All right. Tell me how long these the cords are. What kind of... Hello? Oh.
It sounded like he slammed down a phone. How does that work?
Brad, laugh track went out for beer. I just talked to him about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I'll remove him.
Look in the chat.
Oh, in the chat? Okay.
I mean, can you... I just put a styrofoam coffee cup over my microphone because the... Of course, you can't hear the horrible server sound because that's gone now.
Oh.
I got the one, so you notice the lack of hum. But I the speakers were feedbacking into the microphone I'm using. My headset died.
I see.
Wait until I got some cash for another headset. But
you should go rob a neighbor's house.
Yeah, I should. I should. I did rob the neighbor's house. I robbed them of one styrofoam coffee cup and put it over the top of the microphone.
Yeah, but we're hearing more of a reflected sound from the surfaces under the cup.
Trevor, we need you to get out an oscilloscope. We'll hold.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get out the oscilloscope. Hang on.
I want to scope this now.
I enjoyed listening to your MP3 so much, Trevor, that I'm like recreating it now.
Oh. Yeah, Legend, actually, Legend, you were driving cab that night, right?
Yeah. I was supposed to be doing that tonight, but my phone back is out.
Yeah, that's why Legend, like, disappears, like, 5 minutes into it, because he got a fare and he had to, like, talk.
I muted and I said, okay, I'll let that cook. I won't close the case. I'll just leave.
Hey, before I called you, that guy that I told I was the corporate office, I had him punching his keyboard, and, like, I could hear him punching it. I was getting them to hit function keys, and I got him to, like, punch the keyboard, and I could actually hear him doing it.
You know, when I call the Shark Mop people, I always use the area code 87743, because that will, not only is it Roy, New Mexico, but they'll allow you to order up to 15 at a time in that area.
Really? Why? I wonder.
I don't know why, but they will allow you to order up to 15 in Roy.
Marcus thinks I'm in Roy, Arizona or something.
Yeah, I've never even heard of Roy, Arizona.
I don't think it exists. Either.
But yeah, I was talking to him one night, and they said, oh yeah, you're eligible up to 15, because I told him I used the guys that I was I owned a cleaning business.
Hey, you were on the phone with me when we called Marcus, right?
I don't remember, man. We've been calling.
You don't remember Marcus?
Calling people for weeks, Legend. I don't remember.
I don't recall. Have you talked to Nick lately?
No.
The fat Nick? That sounds like he's choking on his own, like, fat rolls at the back of his neck.
No,
just talk to that one supervisor that we always get, and she said I was her favorite Roy. Screw you, I'm her favorite Roy.
She knows there's different Roys.
She knows there's different Roys, yes.
Wow.
She can tell by our voices which Roy is which, so.
Oh boy. Yeah, I've been putting out the old man voice lately.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name's Justin. To pull up this special offer, can I have your zip or postal code, please?
You sure can, Justin. 87743.
So that was 87743?
Yes, sir.
And just for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. And what'd you like about our Steam Pocket Mop that made you want to call in?
The way it glides around and puffs out that little pockets of steam and stuff, it's so bitchin' I have to order one, or maybe two, or possibly five. Yeah.
Great, and now, do you have a lot of different kinds of Bear Force in your home that you can use this on?
there, I have no flooring in my house. We all swing from jungle gyms attached to the ceiling.
Well, you know, this gives you three different levels of steam control. You can use it to clean any kind of flooring in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually save you one payment on today's call, and you can get the mop for just 4 monthly payments of $39.95 with free shipping. Right, and as an added bonus, we include the Shark Portable Steamer for above-floor cleaning with your order. That's a $99 value included for free.
Okay, what's the maximum range on that steam on the portable steamer? You know, where you can shoot steam out, how far does it go?
It goes out 2 feet.
Okay, and at what is the column of maxima of the steam at 2 feet?
What's that?
What's the column maxima of the steam at 2 feet outside the hose or whatever shoots the steam out?
Unfortunately, it doesn't give me any information on that, so I'm not 100% certain.
Well, can you ask somebody? Is there somebody sitting next to you that might...
Yeah.
Well, just due to the fact that it doesn't have any information, nobody here would actually know about it unless you
actually...
Nobody
has information?
You don't have one in the office? Because I'm told you're expected to have one in the office when I look at the website, and you can answer questions and address any concern. It says you can address any concerns, and this is a concern of ours.
Well, yeah. Let me give you a different phone number then, so you can get that question answered.
Well, don't give us customer service because we don't want customer service. Just address the question.
Well, again, unfortunately, without any information on that question, I can't answer it. But, again, if you want that answered, you can just call customer service.
Well, we don't want to call customer service. We want you to answer it because they always send it back to you and say talk to them. You know, customer service isn't very friendly. They are. They really aren't. They're really actually mean. I mean, the last person told me I was a whiny bitch.
Well, I apologize for any inconvenience. Unfortunately, you know, we just don't have any information about the column of steam actually on the actual information that we have with the steam pocket mop.
Well, do you know at least know the size of the business end of the mop?
The size of the what?
The business end, you know, the thing that does the steaming.
Yes, it's 11 inches wide.
11 inches wide.
Right.
And how, what's the depth?
It's only about 1/2 inch thick.
Well, I didn't phrase that correctly. Okay, it's 11 inches in length, but what's the width?
Oh, it's about 4 inches wide.
So it's 11 by 4.
Correct.
By 1/2. 11 by 4.
Okay,
by
so.
One. Is it, Wow. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay. Would water-based lubricants harm the surface of a mop?
Absolutely. You're not supposed to put anything other than water inside the steam mop.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about inside it, sir. I'm talking about on the outside of the head.
Sir, you're not supposed to put any kind of lubricants on the actual mop. You just use normal water.
What if instead of water, we used gasoline?
Again, sir, you're not supposed to use anything except for water. Gasoline's flammable. You're not going to want to put that inside the steam mop.
Oh, it's flammable?
Last person I talked to said we only were allowed to use distilled water, which is kind of expensive, and based on what they said on your website, we could just use tap water. So can you explain the difference to me?
And what if we dissolve...
If you have hard water in your area, then you should use tap water so the minerals don't build up around the filter. But if you don't have it conditioned with the hard water, you can just use standard tap water.
So it doesn't matter whether I use distilled water or anything else because they charge like $25 a gallon for distilled water.
Now, I'm not familiar with any kind of distilled water being $25 a gallon, but yes, you can use normal tap water.
Well, that's what they charge to deliver it here.
Well, yeah. Well, then if you don't have hard water in your area, then you can definitely use just standard
and you know,
tap
water. It's really hard to use the big, huge water bottles and rip the cap off of them, and a little cone-shaped thing to try and fill the shark mop's little empty thing, because I looked at the size of it, and it would be really hard to like kind of try and dump that into there, you know, because I might drop the whole bottle and then make a huge mess. And, you know, you never know how big of a mess liquid is until you drop like a cup of water, and then it's like all over your floor, and you're like mopping it for 3 hours saying, my God, how did 8 ounces of water turn into a flood of biblical proportions? Have you ever had that happen?
No, sir. Unfortunately, no, I've never had that problem. This actually,
why is that unfortunate?
Funnel so that you can actually put the water right inside the tube or inside it without having any problems like that. So you wouldn't have to worry about any problems. And how many of the steam mops would you like to include with your order? You can order up to 6.
Oh, I have a question. Should I use unleaded gasoline or diesel when I fill up that water
I'm
container?
Sorry, sir. You have a great day.
Does that mean you're going to hang up, or are you just going to sit there and listen to us?
There he is.
Oh, okay.
What a knob. No, they actually did tell me on one call I had to use... I absolutely had to use distilled water.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to use distilled water.
They have contracts with...
$25 a gallon. That's that Fiji distilled water, right?
I made that number up. I just wanted to make him feel bad. Maybe we can make somebody cry if we get a girl. I did that twice one day.
I heard about that.
Just need a good sob story.
Thank you for calling toward the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Cynthia. To pull up the special offer, may I have your zip code, please?
87743.
One more time, sir?
87743.
87743, is that correct?
Yes.
And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. Could I have your first name, please?
Oh, well, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Oh, okay.
With the Steam Shark, and I heard you were having some computer problems there.
We are?
Oh, are you having problems on your system?
I'm not having a problem with mine that I'm aware of.
Oh, well, what's your last name?
Well, I can give you my ID, sir. We're
okay.
Not allowed to give out our last names for security reasons.
Oh, of course, yes.
My name is Cynthia, and my ID is 1226. Would you like to talk to a supervisor? Maybe they might know more about if
agents
were experiencing problems.
Oh, No, I just said it was coming from this terminal. But what's your home phone number then? Or your cell phone number?
My home phone number?
Yeah, we need that to pull up the record. We can't pull it up by the ID.
To what?
We can't pull it up by the ID number, so we need your phone number to pull it up.
I'm not giving out my home phone number. That's for security reasons. I can't do
that. Well, I'm in the corporate office, so I override security reasons.
Yeah, but I don't know that. You know what I mean?
No. I assure you I'm in the corporate office. Just do what you're told and shut your mouth.
Pardon? Can I put you on hold for a moment?
No. As soon as you give me your phone number.
Okay, well, let me check with my supervisor. Can I put you on hold?
You can check with her after you give me the phone number.
No, I can't do that, sir. I can't give you all my phone number. That's a private number.
Okay.
It's unlisted.
Do you service people there named Roy?
Pardon? Like, this is for the Steam Pocket Mop. Is that the company you're trying to reach?
Oh, no. I was trying to call 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven? Oh, no. You have a totally wrong number. No. I said thanks for calling.
That explains your bad attitude.
Steam Pocket Mop. No wonder. Yes. No. Yeah, you have a wrong number totally, sir. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to need you to hit your F7 key.
Pardon?
Your F7 on your keyboard, because we've been having technical issues with your system there.
No, you have a completely wrong company, sir.
No, I'm calling the Steam Shark company.
You're trying to reach 7-Eleven, right?
No, I'm trying to reach Steam Shark. I'm in the IT department.
Oh, I thought you said you were trying to reach 7-Eleven.
No, I don't know where you... where you're getting this.
Just so, can I put you on hold for a moment, please?
Well, hit F7 first and tell me what comes up.
F7?
Yes.
One moment. Nothing.
F3?
And now I'm into the screen to log the call.
Oh, perfect. What's your password?
My ID is 1226.
Oh, no, your password, though.
I don't have a password.
If you were going to have a password, what would it be?
I don't know. For what?
I'm just saying, like, if there were a password required, what would you make it?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
No, there is not going to be one. I'm just saying, what would it be if there was?
I wouldn't know. I just haven't thought about it.
Well, just make something up. Let's say I said you have to have a password right now. What would it be?
Well, hold on. May I put you on hold? One moment, please.
Wait, hold on. I need you to hit Alt.
Oh my God, it's the same exact fucking old music.
Yes, with the wow and flutter.
Yes. I did get her her name and her ID, so that'll be useful later.
Useful for what?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's Pennsylvania Dutch.
I might use that later, so.
And then we should call back and you can use it for something. We should compile a list of all of their names and employee numbers.
Starting with Mark.
Well, once you understand their employee number format, you can say this is employee so and so with this number. Just make a fucking number.
You want to try it?
Okay, sure.
Are you getting bored with this? I mean,
release mop heads. Two sides cleaning.
Thank you for calling. Please hold, and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Please hold, and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you.
Marcus, come on.
I want Cynthia again. She's my favorite.
Thanks for calling in for the Shark Pro Steam Up. How can I help you?
Hi. This is Roy. My employee number is 1552. I'm not going to be able to make it to work tonight, and this is the only number I could find on the internet. I'm just trying to reach HR because I'm like really sick, man. Can you help?
It looks like you have wrong number.
Well, what number should I call for that? I mean, because this is the only number I could find to call in.
Well, it's a totally different company. You just have the wrong number.
Well, no, that's not possible because I work in a call center. I usually sit like 3 cubicles down from you, dude. You and Cynthia.
Was okay. That Justin?
I didn't hear who it was.
What was that one guy's name, legend?
Marcus?
No, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nick and Marcus said call back and ask for Marcus.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, let's try that.
Transfer calls to each other?
Let's find out.
Okay, let's ask for Marcus. I'm going to go to the can.
Longer power cord, 2 swift release mop heads, 2 sides of cleaning, 100.
Thank you for calling.
Double hold.
Weird.
Hold, and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you. Thank you for calling in to order the Shark Steam Pocket Mop. The Euro Shark Steam Pocket Mop provides chemical-free steam on demand, delivering the right amount of superheated steam to the microfiber pad when
Legend,
you want.
Legend, do you have, like, dreams about this hold music?
Natural mopping motion. The patented steam pocket design releases a superheated steam while holding the heat in the pocket to effectively clean and sanitize at the same time on both sides. It has a large capacity tank, long run time, longer power cord, 2 swift release.
Thanks for calling to order your Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Marcus. How may I help you?
Hey, Marcus. You told me to call back in about 10 minutes.
What's up, Roy?
I don't know. Hold on, yeah. For what? What are you doing?
Say what now, Roy?
Where are you going to?
I ain't going nowhere. Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know. You said call back, so here I am. Okay, you need my, like, my zip code?
All right, hold on. Let me get all your information down again, Roy. So your name, the first name is Roy, last name is Roy, right?
That's correct, sir.
All right, Roy. You stay on 1425 Roy Avenue?
Yeah.
1425 Roy Ave, all right. Give me that zip code for wherever Roy, Arizona going to be at.
What's 877-43?
43?
That's right. 877-43.
Roy, New Mexico, correct?
That's right. That's where I've always been. You were kind of right, but you were one state over.
Pick the scenario, Roy. Let me get your email address. Let me get something like roy@roy.com, something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Is your billing information the same as your shipping information, Roy?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a different like address.
All right, what's your credit card bill to, Roy?
Well, it's only it comes on the mailbox. See, I'm in a house that has, you know, it's in a block that has two streets. I have two mailboxes. It's on the other side of the house.
So, what on the other side of the house? What this tell me the address for the credit card?
It's the last number, that four-digit number they got starts with a four, ends with a five or a six. Yeah, it's a six.
So it'll be 1426 Roy Avenue?
That's right. That's
Roy Boulevard on the other side of the street.
Yeah, that's how the house is built. It goes across the street.
I know, I'm saying. So one side is Roy Avenue and the other side is Roy Boulevard?
Well, it is kind of. There's lots of Roys in Roy.
All right, go ahead and let me get your 16.
What's your email address, Marcus?
None of your business at yahoo.com.
No, don't you have a Facebook or some sort of social networking? I'd like to add you.
Not really, man. I mean, is that none of your business.com?
Can't we be BFFs?
Yeah.
I don't want to have no BFFs. I don't even like people. Why would I want to be a BFF for
anybody? Well, you don't like... Wait a minute. You forgot. You dropped a word. You really don't like white people.
I don't like people, period. I didn't know you was white until you told me you was white. So you white, Roy?
Yeah. Doesn't that piss you off even more?
Not really. I mean, should it make me mad, Roy?
I don't know.
Nah, it don't make me mad at all, Roy. I mean...
Yeah, well... First thing you ordered, you know, wanted my credit card number. I was a little bit reluctant because you sound too street.
You told me that the first time you called like 2.5 weeks ago, Roy, that I sounded too street. How you even know that I'm black? How you even know that, Roy? I can be white. You know that, Roy?
You sound street nonetheless.
That's cool. You sound street too.
What?
You sound street too, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Yeah, you know who Marky Mark. You know who Mark Wahlberg is, Roy. Don't play me like you know.
You mean that guy with a third nipple?
I mean, that's his business. You be looking at him like that to know if he got a third nipple, Roy?
Oh, if you see him shirtless, you see three nipples looking back at you. Of course, you're going to stare. That's just freakish.
Man, I don't. Man, that's freakish because you looking at another grown man chest for more than 2 seconds. That's what's freakish about it, Roy.
Anyway, have you sent Marky Mark a pocket mop?
Yeah, man. Marky Mark bought this. Eminem bought it. You know what I'm saying? I even sold one to John Cena. You know who that is?
John Cena, the wrestler?
Yeah, him. Loyalty, hustle, respect. Yeah, I seen him the other day. I sold him a steam pocket mop. He told me he had to get it up because he had rock. He had FU, the rock bot. He had FU, the rock, and he got blood everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He used the mop to mop up the blood, man. It's pretty great.
No. He filled the mop with stage blood, you know?
He probably did that, too. You know what I mean? Whatever floats his boat, as long as he paid for it, I don't care what he did with it.
Halloween's coming up. That would be pretty neat. Fill it with blood and, like, yeah, have that on your porch.
All right. What you going to be for Halloween, Roy?
I'm going to be Roy.
You going to be Roy?
Yeah, the whipping boss.
For real, I'm going to be, hey, that's cool. I'm going to be Morris Day.
Really?
Bay. No, yeah, Jungle Love, Morris Day. The dude off the plane, you know. Yeah,
well, you're going to you're gonna have to get a bald dude to look like Jerome.
I got that already mapped out, man. I got he got a mirror and everything. We already bought the mirror.
Yeah, mirror. Jerome mirror.
Marcus, please give us your Facebook. Come on.
Come on, please.
What do you need my Facebook for?
We like you.
Hey, what's your Facebook, and I'll find you, then we can be friends with that.
I'll give him mine. Should I give him mine?
Sure, go ahead.
Should I, other person?
Go ahead.
Let's give him somebody else's.
Hey, Roy, is your other friend that's on the phone named Roy, too?
Okay, it's facebook.com/...
The Samantha.
The Samantha.
The Samantha, that's right. The love underscore.
Hold on. You said love Samantha, L-O-V-E,
Get those homey lips around that. The, T-H-E.
Hold on. What did you say? Get my what lips?
Homey lip.
That's not what he said. He said homey lips.
Homey, man, I'm white, so I mean, all that other racial stuff that you're telling me is not really.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist. Who's being racist?
I'm white. I'm just making sure, because you said I got from the hood. That's an assumption.
I said you're from the street.
Hood, street, same difference.
Anyway, the Facebook address is The Samantha, T-H-E Samantha. Marcus?
Hey, I'm here, Roy. Don't even trip. You said The Samantha?
Don't trip,
that's
Roy.
Right. Don't trip.
That's it.
I'm here. Don't trip. I'm here, Roy. Man, this is very entertaining for me.
That's what the white guy says. Don't trip.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, okay, I'm a white guy from the street. That's better for you?
Okay, that works.
Right. Okay, awesome.
I'm still trying to get my brain around
that. White guy from the street who sounds like homie. Gotcha. Yeah.
Gee, homie Roy.
Who you down with?
I'm a white dude from the, my name Marcus, you know. His last name Alexander. You know what I'm saying? That's what you were looking for from me, Marcus Alexander.
Marcus Alexander? That's your name?
Yeah. Marcus Alexander. Yes, sir. That's my name.
Nuh-uh.
No.
Seriously. Why don't you believe? It's like your name, Roy C. Roy. Come on, man.
I'm serious. Go to that Facebook page.
I'm going to it. I'm going to Marcus Alexander.
I'm at work right now. I can't go. I can't do that. Go ahead and go to... I can't. They black Facebook on the internet here at my job, so I can't go on Facebook, Roy.
They blackfaced?
They block. B-L-O-C-K.
You heard. They blackfaced it, huh?
I understand. Like, you know, I already Googled you. You try to make me mad so you can put me on the radio station. You're not going to get me mad because this is like prank gangsters to me. All you missing is a little dummy in the background like, I got mail. Yay. That's all you missing right now, bro. Yeah, exactly. That's all you're missing. But do me a favor.
One
at a time. Y'all both can't talk because the phone breaking up, man. One of y'all talk at a time, man. Then y'all didn't learn manners when y'all grew up. All right, one of y'all talk, then the other one can follow.
All right, Roy, do you want to speak? Or Roy, do you want to speak? Or shall I?
I think
Marcus just wants to get
to the Roy that I talked to at the beginning, before it came in, I really talked to that one. I talked to the goofy Roy like 5 minutes. Let me talk to the regular Roy that lives on Roy Boulevard. I don't want to talk to Roy that lives on Roy.
Regular Roy.
The regular Roy.
Yeah, that Roy right there. Yeah, that one. I want to talk to that Roy.
So, what are you talking about?
I want to talk to the Roy I talked to 2 weeks ago that was stuck on the couch.
He's our favorite Roy, too.
Marcus. What radio station are you talking about?
Hey, Roy, last time you talked to me, you told me to Google you, right? And Roy, I did something. I forgot.
Oh, actually, hey, listen, Marcus. You should go to cactiradio.com, and if you listen to that for a while, you'll start recognizing voices.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to recognize mine.
Maybe.
I'm on there right now. Hi, Mom. I'm on the radio right now. Hi, Mom. Am I on there right now?
What are you talking about? That's crazy talk.
Oh, I thought I was on the station right now. I want to tell my mom hi. You know what I'm saying? I want to say hi to my kids. You know what I mean? I got three kids by four women. I got a girlfriend and a wife on the side. I'm living life, bro. I got two dogs.
We'll make sure we tell your parents.
A goldfish.
Are you sure you're not black, Marcus?
I'm positive I'm not black. I'm white.
And plus,
I'm white as powder, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'm from the streets. The assumption that you gave me was from the streets. So I'm a white dude from the streets.
So in Oklahoma, where they what they call me? They call it white dude. They call my hood name is Wigger D. That's what they call me.
Are you sure it's not Vanilla Ice?
No, I didn't Vanilla Ice. I don't even like, man. I seen Vanilla Ice, man. We jumped in Vanilla Ice last time I seen him. I told him he give all white dudes from the hood bad names. That's what I told him. You know what I'm saying? Rolling up the Hootie Mac. You know what I'm saying? Singing Ice Baby dancing. You don't do that if you're a white dude from the hood.
Marcus, how late do you work tonight?
I work for a couple more hours. What, you gonna call me back?
No. I'm just like tonight. You need to get on the internet and go to cactiradio.com. There's a live show, and you have to call in.
What time does the show start?
9 p.m. Pacific time, 12
so
Eastern.
If I go on there at 9, am I going to hear myself?
No, it's going to be...
If I'm on there, like, hi, Marcus. So when I hear the live, tell it that. Why don't you call me at 9 and let me be on there if we can talk? We can have a lot of politics. We can talk about Obama, Family Guy, fat girls eating chicken. Whatever y'all want to talk about, we can talk about.
Well, what's your telephone, Marcus?
Just call back to the job. I'm here when your radio station starts. I'm going to be at work still, so I can call. We can talk about anything. What's your topic tonight?
You're going to be here like in 6 hours still?
I mean, I'm here, man. I work. That's all I do, man. I try to stay out of trouble, man. I'm a white dude that stay in the hood, man. You know how scary that is?
That's true. Yeah.
All right, exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? They've been picking me out.
I'm sorry I doubted you.
He sounds like Roxy.
Hey, but question, what's your topic tonight? What's your topic on the next radio show?
We're going to talk about Marcus.
Our topic tonight is stupid call center people who pretend they're not who they are.
That's cool, too. But whose fault is it that you're calling to a call center, talking to a stupid call center person, and you're in this very
entertaining... Oh, okay, well then give soup instead of a stupid call center.
Again, you're trying to make me upset, and I find it very funny that you're going to call
give me
here.
A soup.
Hey,
give
that's
me a
cool,
soup.
Too.
Give me a soup.
That's great.
Give me a soup. Give me a soup.
Oh, come on.
My supervisor? Oh, you want to talk to my supervisor?
Yeah.
I get him for you right now. Hold on.
Okay, good. Go ahead, do that.
But we love Marcus.
No, I want to talk to the supervisor. She likes me. If it's a supervisor, I think is on shift.
He doesn't even know how to spell cacti. Wow. He wants to be famous.
Hey, Roy,
Roy,
kind of busy handling real customers.
He
don't think he should be
on. She loves me. She'll come on for Roy. You just tell her, Roy.
It's not even a lady. It's a guy, man. Hey, you keep making assumptions of everything, bro.
Marcus, could you transfer us over to Cynthia?
Miss Cynthia not here. She comes in later on tonight.
No, we just talked to her.
There's actually no ladies in the office right now anyway that I probably talked to you before. Because I know you probably talked to Miss Sherry, probably Miss Tammy, Miss Cynthia. Who else you done talked to? You talked to my dude, Nick.
Yeah, we talked to Nick.
You talked to Papa. You talked to Nick. I mean, you talked to a couple people in here already. You all know who Roy is. So
what about Nick? Is Nick available?
Transfer us to Nick.
He usually works a night shift. Can you transfer us?
Nick works today. Where you at? Because your time is kind of off. I mean, I know you said last time I talked to you, you had that good that you stuck on the couch.
We're on the West Coast.
You're on the West Coast? Oh,
yeah.
Man, I messed up. How the weather out there?
The radio show doesn't start to midnight Eastern time, so.
How the weather out there, though? Is it cold? Is it warm?
Oh,
is it
it's nice. It's nice, man. You should come out here. You should come out here and party with us, buddy.
It's great.
Come out here and party with
us,
bro. We'll get a keg.
I like fat girls, man. I don't think y'all got no fat girls over there.
Oh, no fat girls, man. There's no fat girls. Have you ever seen videos in L.A.?
I like big chicks. Roy, last time I talked to Roy, you said you like the skinny girls with nerves. I like big chicks that smell like grease.
Oh, you like the big butts.
I like the big
butts that I cannot lie.
No, more like that, Mike. I love big girls. They turn it out. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because big girls can get cooked, too. So, you know, I'm kind of a fat guy. I like to eat. You dig?
Yeah, you're one of those big Samoans. We covered this a long ago.
Hello?
How am I going to be a Samoan and I'm white?
Curtis?
Wait, my supervisor, I'm going to have to call me back in like 10 more minutes and I'll talk to you for about 15 minutes.
No, let me speak to your supervisor. I want to talk to him about looking at you. He shouldn't stare.
That's right. Staring's rude.
Marcus.
Damn, Marcus.
Mom used to slap me for staring. And then she'd take me outside and smack me with a shovel.
Do you think are there separate call centers we're reaching, and that's why he doesn't know about Cynthia?
No.
Yeah, I think it goes to overflow. Sometimes it's mainly in Erie, right?
I don't
Mostly,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I want to get one of their phone numbers at home.
Marcus hasn't forgot anything Roy has told
yeah,
him.
You've left a lasting impression on Marcus.
He's writing everything down.
He probably has a shrine to you.
He wants to be a technical writer. Are we on the stream?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my god.
I hope not.
There's 8 people listening.
I hope not.
To Marcus.
I hope not. This is Sockin.
No, it's not. He's pretty cool. Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, Mr. I'm white. Yeah, you sound pretty white to me, don't you?
Yeah.
I think he was white.
I don't know.
White and 400 pounds?
I can't tell.
Well, you know, maybe he just had, you know, plastic surgery where they injected his lips with all sorts of shit. So
I seen that episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
I'm listening on the stream, and it's fucking hilarious. You guys should keep going. I just wanted to let you guys know.
You should hang
out
with us.
Except for the racism.
Yeah, quit being racist, Trevor.
Yeah, quit being racist.
The racism wasn't as funny.
I'm just trying to trip his trigger.
Well, it was awesome. I'm just sitting there. I was, like, eating dinner. I was listening. It was great. Okay, I'm going to go. You guys should keep going.
No. Wait, no, we want you to hang out with us.
I'm eating my dinner.
Fuck dinner,
oh,
come on.
Dinner for pussies.
Put it in the microwave.
Whiny little bitches.
Put it in the microwave for a few hours.
It's an awesome tuna melt. I just finished it, so I have to eat this.
All right,
boy.
Go eat it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
your call
keep going,
though.
Oh, my favorite song. Can we get somebody's phone number?
I'd love to.
Ah, Trevor stopped.
I've heard this music so many bazillion fucking times, I want the MP3.
Thank you for your patience. Please stay on the line, and the next available specialist will assist you momentarily.
This is the same hold music as, I think, maybe with Sprint Wireless.
Well, Frontier uses it now. It's terrible.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's royalty.
Thank you for calling to order this Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Sandra. To pull up the special offer, may I have your zip-up postal code, please?
Hello, Sandra. This is Paul from the corporate office with the Steam Shark.
Okay, and how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I heard you're having computer problems there. Is this Sandra Wilson?
No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. Sorry. This is what corporation?
Right, yeah, that's who I tried to reach. I'm calling your station directly because you're having computer problems. What's your last name then? I'm sorry.
I can't provide my last name to you, but would you like to talk to my team leader?
Oh, no, I just need your last name. I'm with the corporate office, so it's okay to give it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give you my team leader, okay? Could you hold for 1 minute? I'll give you my team leader, okay?
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Tell her to press Alt F4 a lot on her screen.
Control Alt Delete.
No, just Alt F4.
Should I bother with the supervisor?
Legend says Westcorp LLC. You're not looking at the chat, are you?
Oh, I'm looking now. It's pointless to talk to a supervisor, right? If we're going to get a phone number. So it's in Erie, Pennsylvania?
From what I understand, yeah.
Yeah, for some... Yeah. Shark roulette.
A lot of them, when you say Roy, they can just hang up.
Thank you for calling Door of the Shark Professional Theme Podcast. My name is Alex. How are you doing today?
Roy.
I'm sorry?
Roy.
Roy?
Roy.
Were you looking to place an order today?
Roy.
Cactus?
He's gone.
He didn't hang out. Oh, well, that, happens rarely.
Well, their system is fucked up. They're using a crap system.
Yeah.
Every so often you get a busy. They're probably using.
Their dog kicked the receiver off the hook.
Thank you for calling in for the Sharks Team Pocket Mop. This is Brendan. How can I help you today?
Hello, Brendan. How are you doing?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Okay, let's see. I was watching the TV, and I was, like, seeing this commercial for the steam pocket doohickey.
Okay.
I need to have one of these.
Okay. We can get you set up here. All we need is a credit or debit card. May I have your name as it appears on the card we're going to use?
Okay. My first name is Roy.
Okay. Last name Cactus?
Well, it could
no, it's
one.
Gerbil.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's gerbil.
Fucking awesome.
The baby pulled the phone off the hook.
So there's people wanting.
Thank you for calling. Please hold and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Can I try and get their address?
I think our call is being funneled into a certain place.
Shark's Team Pocket Mop, this is Brendan. How can I help you?
Hi, Brendan. I'm sorry, were we disconnected?
I guess we will. If it's Brendan again, I'll talk to him.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Brad, and to pull up this special offer, may I have your zip code, please?
Sure, it's 87743.
87743, thank
you. That's correct.
And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
Oh, great. It may or it will?
It may be recorded.
Well, you know, because I have, like, serious religious constraints about people recording my voice. I mean, because that steals my soul.
Well, it may be recorded. I did not say it will be recorded.
Oh, okay. All right, great.
Okay.
So,
and again, my name is Brad. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had some questions about the pocket mop and the pocket steamer.
Yes.
Now, it says in the infomercial I watched that it has three levels of steam. What are those?
There's three different settings you can put the steam on. So you can put it on high concentration, medium concentration, or low concentration, depending on
okay, and,
you know,
and
what
are
surface
the difference?
Or stain you're trying to clean.
Right. What are the differences between those?
Well, it depends on how much steam the vacuum is going to let out.
Well, I mean, it's how much steam it lets out?
Yes, that's the difference in the levels.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Well, look, I get this dog, right? Got a new skunk. Now, yeah, the website says it cleans and deodorizes, right? So deodorization is key right now because we got the thing outside locked out. My wife, she's so depressed you know, because she's so attached to the dog. I mean, she hasn't gotten out of the bed in days. She's really upset, so I got to do something. Now, it says it deodorizes, so, I mean, would that work on a dog?
I mean, if you wanted to clean the carpet after the dog was on it, yeah, it would clean and deodorize.
Well, no, I mean, like cleaning the dog.
No, you cannot use it on a dog.
Well, what if I know steam, you know, the temperature is pretty much constant of boiling water, but what I want to know is, like, if I just rubbed it really fast against him, you know, not like held it there like a crazy asshole, just like ran it really fast across him, would that do the trick?
No, I would not advise you using it on your dog.
Oh, okay. Now, you said it works on carpet, because I get a lot of carpeting, and that also smells like skunk right now. Now, how much does it deodorize a carpet?
I'm sorry, what was your question? How well does it deodorize?
My question is, how well will it deodorize a carpet? That's the question.
It'll deodorize it very well. The high concentration of steam on the fabric of the carpet makes it very easy to clean, and it'll deodorize it very quickly.
Really? Really? Do you have one?
I do have one, yes.
Okay, and what do you use it for?
I mainly use it in my kitchen.
In your kitchen? Really? For what?
For cleaning the tile.
Really? Cleaning the tile? Never thought of that. Because I mostly think about using it for getting the skunk set off the dog, but that's okay. Listen, I'd like to make an order. A bunch of my neighbors also have the same problem with the skunk thing, so we're going to need about 15 units. Can you do that?
The highest number I can place on one call will be 9.
Highest order you can place is 9. Well, you know, maybe I'll just pass the number on to them. Can I order 1?
Absolutely, you can order 1.
All right, great. Now, about the pocket steamer, now that's free, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, the whole deal, can I just get the pocket steamer, the free one?
You'd have to order the steam mop in order to get the portable steamer.
Okay, well, I could order the whole thing, but it says if I don't like it, I can send the steam mop back and just keep the pocket steamer. So
that's,
I can
that's
just
correct.
Like order the thing, send that back, and keep the pocket steamer like the first day, right?
You could, yes.
All right, great. Now, how big is the mop head on that?
I think it's 20 inches, roughly.
20 inches?
Yes.
20 inches wide?
Yes.
Really? That's pretty freaking big.
Yeah.
God, man. So I could, like, steam my walls, my neighbor's kids, the toilet, all sorts of crap with that, right? Hello?
No, sir. You can use this on your floors. The portable steamer you can use on different fabrics, not on people or walls.
Not on people or walls. You can't use it on a wall?
Seriously, I will disconnect it.
I'm being serious, man. I am totally, because I got like. Do you have kids?
That's, you know, not they don't, part of they, the conversation,
they,
sir.
They don't wash their hands, and they like fumble around for light switch, and you got all these black smudges on your walls, right? Can I steam clean those off?
Yes, you can use the portable cleaner on that, yes.
Really, that'll work on that?
Absolutely, it will.
Will it take it off?
It should, yes.
Have you ever tried that?
I've never tried that, no.
No, so you can't say for sure if that'll work.
No, but it is designed to use on multiple surfaces.
Oh, it is multiple services, though.
Correct.
Okay. Can I wear the mop on my head and dance around like Buffalo?
Sir, if you do not take this call seriously, I will be required to disconnect it.
I'm serious. I was just asked a question. I thought it was hilarious, but I do apologize. That's horrible. That's my fault. I think the person asking, I'm sitting here with some buddies and we're drinking and stuff, but I am really serious about getting it. So, okay. So does it have a carpet attachment? It said it had a carpet attachment.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely great. So it'll clean up all the little nasties on the carpet and everything.
Correct.
What about blood?
I don't know. I've never had that.
Well, you see, the problem is there fresh blood on the carpet, and I have to remove it, and I got to do it pretty soon because it's starting to set in. How long does the shipping take?
Standard shipping time is 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. By then, it'll be set in, and we're going to have to rip out all the freaking carpet and probably cut out the part of the wall that spatter landed on. You know, the whole messy divorce thing. Only for her, it was a very messy divorce, if you get my meaning, buddy. So, yeah. Okay. So, I'll just rip out the carpet. But, I mean, can I steam clean? After I ripped out the carpet, can I steam clean under it to, like, get rid of whatever is left of the residue? Because I don't want to, like, see inside down in here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Somebody in Tiny Chat told me to tell you to do the Buffalo Bill thing.
That made me laugh. I had to recover from it. Yes, hello?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, and thank you for holding. My name is Sandy. I'm Bradley's supervisor. How can I help you this evening?
How you doing, Sandy? I have no idea how you can help me this evening because I was talking to him about ordering the mop and he just blind transferred me to you. So I have no idea what's going on.
I do. I'm sitting across from him, sir. Would you like to go ahead and start your order? We'll be glad to take your credit card number.
Yeah, I would. I just wanted my questions answered. Like, you know, the whole... I'm sorry?
What questions can I answer for you?
Well, you know, because of shipping time, you know, the blood thing is kind of a non-issue. I have to rip out all the carpets and you know, cut that section of the wall out. But, you know, will it do underneath the carpet where the you know, DNA part and the spatter part was?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Well, you know, after blood soaked into the carpet, it soaks into the floor underneath it. So I have to.
Let me give you the customer service.
I don't want the customer service line because they won't help me.
Did you reach the odor department?
This is the odor department?
No, sir. This is the ordering department. Customer service.
Right. I'm trying to order one. I'm trying to order one.
Let's go ahead and get this out to you today, sir. May I please get your credit card? Your name,
sure.
Sir?
It's a Visa.
And your name first.
Does it have to be my Visa?
I'd like to get your name, sir, please.
Well, my name is Roy.
Roy. And your last name?
Roy.
All right. Thank you, sir. And you said this is a Visa card, correct?
That's correct.
All right. May I have the Visa card number?
Sure. It's 4713. And, you know, hey, I got another question since we're talking.
I need to go ahead with the first Visa credit card number, sir. I have 4713 in the next four digits.
Well, no, I have some more questions. Don't be rude to me.
I am the customer.
You don't be rude to me. So I have more questions about your product.
If you're going to continue to speak to me in this manner, I will be forced to disconnect.
speak to you in that manner, all I've done is tell you I need to ask a question. I mean, what kind
Sir,
of...
I have tried to answer those
you
questions.
You haven't answered
I have nothing
anything.
To do with,
you got mad at
sir,
me.
I don't know.
Disconnect me.
Sir, I have a feeling that this isn't going to go anywhere. Roy, did you want to go ahead and finish completing the order for
yes,
the steam pocket mop?
I do. Okay. I want one, but, you know, I have some questions, and you people are just being so difficult. That is making me upset. You know, I'm freaking not understanding why you're so mean. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you people? I just have a couple of questions. You know, I got all this blood to clean up, and I just need to clean it up before the cops get here, and you're just bugging me.
Roy, I have the first four numbers on your credit card is 4713. Would you
please continue? That's correct. That's correct. But can you please just answer my question?
Sir, I have tried to answer your question.
You are
I have
not
no
even
idea about DNA under carpeting.
You say you're going to hang up on me, and that really upsets me. That does. That
sir,
hurts
I'm sorry.
Me.
I have other things
like
I need to also accomplish.
Chest. That cuts like a knife into the chest. You're so mean.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to leave the call.
I mean, I got to rip out all this carpet. There's all this blood. I just want to know.
I'm sorry, sir. This is the agent leaving the line.
It's terrible. There's just all this blood, and I just got to know if I can clean up the floor under the carpet.
She's gone.
I'm going to rip it up.
You raving lunatic.
She called you a raving lunatic. I can't believe she said that. That was a supervisor too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a supervisor. She sounded like a fucking burned out phone sex operator who smokes like cigars five times a day.
That's what I kept on asking. I wrote the doctor, I just say, we should give up smoking immediately. Your lungs are filled with millions of tiny air sacs every time you take a drag.
Hey, let me try and get like where their address is.
Thanks for calling in order your Sharp Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Marcus. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Excuse me?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Did I reach, which location did I reach here?
This is the Toledo, Ohio office.
Toledo, Ohio? At what address?
I mean, all right. Airport.
I'm sorry?
Airport Highway, sir.
Is there a house number?
There's no house number, sir.
You know, building number?
54.
So 54 Airport Highway?
Yes.
In Toledo, Ohio?
Yep.
Is there a suite number?
No suite number.
What address are you giving me for real? Come on.
The address that I just gave you.
Okay.
How you doing again, Roy?
Pretty good. I'm good.
All right.
We're all good. All us Roys are good.
Roy 2
like
and 3.
Roy, I like how you just try to play it like you was from the corporate office and you was calling in to find out the address. Like, the corporation don't already know what address that they ship their products to, man.
Well, what address did you give me?
I gave you the address that you asked for.
Really? That's where you're at?
Yes, sir.
Can I come and hang out?
Go what?
Can I come and hang out?
Yeah, you gonna bring some food?
Yeah.
We'll bring keg, right, man. We'll party it down.
I need to eat first before I drink some. What kind of beer? What kind of keg you gonna bring? Kingston?
We're gonna bring some. We're gonna bring some good stuff. Not any of that pussy Michelob 64 shit you guys drink.
Man, I drink Natty Ice.
Oh my god! So We're gonna come over to 5185 Youngstown Warren Road in Niles, Ohio.
But that's where you think you need to go. I mean, it's whatever.
No, that's where you are right now.
No, I'm on 54 Airport.
Are you by Old Navy?
Yeah, I'm right around the corner in Upper Bakken, about two steps.
Up two steps?
Yeah, so you're going to turn the corner and you're going to take like two steps to the right.
I'm just looking at
you. Do we have to click our heels before we make those two steps?
No, you don't got to click your heels. You got to do the twist.
Oh, we got to do the twist.
Yeah.
What about if we do the time warp? Can we do the time warp?
I mean, you can do that too, man. All you're going to do is go back in time, huh?
All right, groovy.
So are you in a mall? Or are you just like in a mall, like a shopping center type area?
Yeah, I'm in a shopping center type area.
But you're like in an office?
Yeah, quote unquote, if you want to call it that.
Hmm. What do you got to eat there?
So like, who delivers? I thought y'all was going to bring something, man. I wanted a bologna sandwich.
Well,
that's your
who delivers there? We'll send something. Who delivers there?
Who delivers there? Man, I don't know who made bologna sandwiches with extra mayonnaise.
Nobody makes bologna sandwiches with extra mayonnaise except your mom. She made me one last night.
I know, man. She told me she did, man. She said you ain't like it.
No, I gave her the extra mayonnaise. I gave her the special mayonnaise.
For real? You gave her a cocked beef sandwich?
No, yeah.
Word, that's awesome.
The grape Kool-Aid was a little bit too sugary for his taste.
I'm not black, so we don't even drink Kool-Aid. We drink grape juice.
We? That's racist.
Who said anything about being black?
That's racist of you, calling yourselves we.
No, I said, we drink grape juice at my house. We don't drink grape Kool-Aid. What is Kool-Aid? What's Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid is the stuff your mom uses to dye her hair.
Oh, man. Oh, she don't dye her hair. She's like a blonde with burnt orange at the tips. She don't use Kool-Aid, though. I didn't know they make
burnt orange. Orange is the orange Kool-Aid, buddy.
They drink. Oh, she did? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I didn't ever know that. So when I go home and see her, I'm going to ask her, you know.
Yeah, tell her. You know, look in the cupboards. She's got orange Kool-Aid in there. That's what she uses to dye her hair.
Really?
Yeah.
So orange and blonde, what color does that make?
It makes orange.
It makes what?
Makes banana.
Oh, man, did you enjoy your time with her last night, though?
Oh, yeah. Tell her I left my bike there.
You left your bike? Oh, that's the bike. Oh, that was your bike that I drove to work that I rode to work today?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Your seat is a Huffy, huh?
No. No, it was a Schwinn. It's a pink Schwinn. It's a pink Schwinn.
I rode. That's what it was. Oh, man. I think my little sister took that. She said her and her friends was about to go play Ring Around the Road.
My pink Schwinn's gone.
Yeah, man. She left it, man. Why you ride a bike? How you going to leave? What, she took you home or you walked home?
Marcus, this is Roy from the corporate office again.
Okay.
For paycheck purposes, I need your last name.
No, it's Alexander.
Really?
Yeah.
Not sure I believe that.
No, that's cool if you don't have to, but it's Alexander.
I couldn't find your Facebook under that name.
All right, man. Oh, you didn't. It's Marcus Alexander the Great. Underscore.
Okay. Oh, I gotta leave. I left that part off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, underscore the baddest MFR on this side of the planet.
Okay, let me put that into Facebook.
Word. Yeah. Call me back when you find it.
No, don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Just chill. Oh, he hung up.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun bum.
That's not even a real Facebook.
Nah, he ain't no fun.
The GPS coordinates.
No, he is. I object to that legend. He is fun. He's at least he's like giving his shit back. It's hilarious. He's making a cool show. I mean, this is the show before the show.
He's still there.
I think he gave us his real address, but I can't find what business it would be because it's just a big mall.
Well, it's a fucking. It's one of those places where they rent out a box in a strip mall and fill it with computers and bodies, and that's why I was trying to find out who delivered there, because we could send them like a whole shitload of pizzas and say it was, you know, from the corporate office, like a Domino's. If there's a Domino's there or something.
I've got the steampunk, the shark steam mop commercial playing on Tiny Chat right now. The video. The infomercial.
Oh my god. I've got to have one of those with my house that has no floor surface in it. Swinging from jungle gyms built to the ceiling. Yeah.
You should get one of these for real, Legend.
Yeah, I should.
Maybe we could scam them somehow. We could say that, you know, like ours broke, send us a new one.
Yeah.
No, for warranties, they send us customer service, and you don't want to deal with customer service. They're
Marcus is still listening. He muted us.
No, he muted us?
He fooled us.
He fooled us.
That's advanced for his turn.
That's advanced for his race.
I didn't see that. Matt's listening on the stream.
Yes.
I just talked to Matt.
He says we're funny.
We are not.
Can't we call Matt?
Thank you for calling to order this Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Jennifer. To pull up the special offer, may I have your zipper postal code, please?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. First of all, adjust your microphone boom. It's too close to your mouth. You're popping your peas, and every time you exhale, it's blasting the microphone straight into it with your breath.
I apologize for that.
Now you're echoing, yes. Jennifer.
I'm not sure why. I haven't been echoing on the other calls for the most part, so I'm not sure what's going on with the phone line, but I'll be more than happy to help you with this. So to pull up a special offer for you, may have your zip or postal code, please?
Okay, it's 87743.
87743. Thank you very much. And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. And again, my name is Jennifer. May I have your last name, please?
Oh, my last name is Roy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roy. And if I may ask, you might have seen the infomercial for the Steam Pocket Mop. So what was it that you liked about it call in today?
The bald guy. You could see all the stage lighting reflected off the top of his head.
Okay. And yeah. do you have any floors in your home? Any hard floors?
I would hope so. If not, I'd fall to the center of the earth.
Right. Well, I mean, okay. Well, you do have floors, obviously. But, well, we definitely want to get this out to you, Mr. Roy.
What?
I'm sorry. I thought I heard that there was another voice.
Oh, no.
Kind of cutting off a little bit.
Yeah, it might be a cross line.
Oh, see, you're kind of cutting off a little bit. It's a little bit deaf.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you're still popping your peas, Jennifer. So, you know,
okay,
I'll do.
Okay, apologize for...
Well, I'll pop pee, all right.
You're popping your peas, Jennifer, but it's okay. I hear you. Please bear
okay,
with my...
Okay,
yeah.
I will still
pop.
Oh,
of course. Not a problem. So I wanted to let you know that you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with 3 levels of steam control so you can clean and sanitize every floor.
What are those 3 levels? Can you explain the 3 levels, please?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and pull up more information for you so we can get that, you know, explain that to you, of course.
Now, before I switch to a higher level of steam, do I have to learn a special handshake or...
No, you don't. Basically, let's go ahead and let me just bring up information for you so I can tell you about the 3 levels, of course.
3
that you'll
levels.
Be able to use this for. Mm-hmm.
That's mind-blowing.
Awesome levels. The 3 amazing levels of steam. They must be amazing because there's 3 of them.
The next evolutionary level of steam above human.
Exactly.
We're living in the future, ma'am.
Marty.
Well, I'm looking up information for that. Can I place you on hold for just a moment?
Oh, sure. Gosh.
Thank you very much. One moment, please.
No, not the...
Steaming around, mopping all day.
God, I hate this music.
A steam shark steaming its way across your floor.
Jennifer's not coming back.
No, we're going to get a soup. This happens all the time. They put you on hold and they send the soup back.
Hello.
Thank you very much for holding. I do apologize for the wait. Okay, basically the 3 levels would be, the first one would be for you to dust.
Dust.
The second, and then the second level is to mop. And then the third level is to scrub. Okay.
Right, but and, how much steam and what are the temperatures involved?
Okay.
And we need percentages of air to steam. Hurry up and go get that.
I'm sorry.
We're on a conference call. We own a cleaning company. We want to order about 50 of these things.
We're competitors.
So we need important information on that. So I mean, it's very important because we have clients where we have to steam clean their furniture to a certain degree, and it's extremely important to keep the client.
Okay, that's completely understandable. And
when it's all said and done, we're going to put you motherfuckers out of business with our competing project. Our product,
okay.
I mean.
I'm not allowed to listen to that. Agent is disconnecting.
No.
Oh, right.
I messed it up.
They're trying to have a monopoly.
That was not nice, Brad.
Shame. Agent, leaving line.
How was it?
Usually they just shout prank and hang up.
They're not allowed to listen to what?
You say mother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Competitors.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hi, legend.
Is that idiot comic?
Oh, is he broadcasting loud?
I think so. And I can't get a... God, my voice. I hate my voice.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hi, Gregulate.
I'm still listening.
Why? Are you done eating? How was your tuna stuff?
Tuna melt. Can I try a call?
Okay.
Sweet.
To the Steam people?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Who else? Come on.
Sorry. I'm dumb. Here goes.
I'm so nervous.
You'll do just fine.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professionals Pocket Mop. My name is Candace. To pull up this special offer, may I have
Whoa.
Your zipper code? Yes.
Yeah?
May I have your zipper postal code, please?
All right, it's fucking 04.
22.
Yeah.
All right. For quality purposes, this call may be recorded. And sir, were you calling for the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop?
Why the fuck else would I call? Yeah, come on now. The Steam Shark Mop.
If you continue to use that language, I will end the phone call.
Excuse me, ma'am? I'm just trying to order the fucking Shark Mop. You have no right to refuse my service. Do you want a sale or not? I'm a customer.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
I'm always right. I demand your supervisor.
Yes, you may. One second, please.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Now the music again.
I'm drowning their music up.
It's working.
Yay.
My ears are bleeding. Oh.
It reminds me of good times with Toomsy.
Yeah.
It reminds me of DEFCON.
Why would you? What was that from DEFCON?
Thank you so much for holding. My name's Eric. I'm Candace's supervisor. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Bob, and I'm just trying to order the shark shop.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm trying to order the shark shop.
I'm sorry, we do not take calls for that product.
The Shark Mop, you fuck.
I am not permitted to listen to foul language. I will have to disconnect the call. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to buy it. Hello?
He's not allowed to listen to such things.
Yeah, no. I like how they hang up, not allowed.
Hang up as soon as you swear at them. They hang up as soon as you say anything.
Really? I just wanted to verbally abuse them and see how long I could do that for.
Verbally abuse them, but don't swear at them because they'll hang up. That just ruins it.
Duh. How could somebody not know this? What the fuck?
I found that the swearing thing is funny. I found out if you call up flower shops and swear at them, they get really pissed too, but I guess not the shark mops.
Thank you for calling the Order of the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Candace. To pull up the special offer, may I have your zipper postal code, please?
Yeah, Candace, I just spoke to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and your supervisor told me that I have a right to order, and you have to make sure that you take my order. So now take my fucking order.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Have a nice
Candace.
Day.
Candace.
Agent Candy. Leaving the line.
Candy.
Agent leaving the line.
Candy.
Can you say operator leaving line? For the memories.
Oh, Candy.
It's that small.
I always ask for the PLA shipping option when I call them. I say, can you ship UPS, DHL, PLA?
PLA.
For the memories. Go away.
Great calls, good and bad. The times that we had. On the phone,
when I first turned it on earlier and Legend was talking, or it was either Legend or Brad, and you had the guy mash the keyboard. He actually did.
That's before Legend came on.
Yes, Roy.
Hello?
Hi, Marcus.
Oh, this is a legit caller.
Yeah,
I'm calling to order the shark mop.
Going over to my wife, you know my name was Marcus.
I never said that word.
Yeah, that was me. That wasn't him.
I don't. Who is that? Is there somebody else on the line?
Have a good day, Roy.
Hello?
Wait.
We love you, Marcus.
Fuck. poor Marcus sounds like he's on it. Like he's like the end of his rope.
We've broken Marcus.
Yeah, he was broken.
Keep in mind that I'm doing these for 3 weeks now, so they're pretty sick of Roy.
Hasn't it been a month?
Almost.
Thank you for calling to order the Sharp Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Brad. To pull up a special offer, may I have your zip code, please?
Hello, this is Roy from the corporate office with Steam Shark West LLC. And
okay. May I have you hold for one moment?
Why?
Thank you.
No. You mean? I need to just give up on getting this.
You say Roy, they hang up.
Maybe I should be more believable by not being Roy.
We have abused them so horribly.
I want to get like
I love the shark mop thing.
I want to get an office number to that address he gave us.
As for the customer service, we'll start calling them.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Donna. And to pull up this special offer, may I have your zip code or your postal code, please?
Yeah, Donna. My zip code is 87743.
Thank you. I have 87743.
That's correct.
Thank you. Now, for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
Maybe.
Yes, it may be recorded.
It may be or may not be.
Now, it depends if they're monitoring the call.
Well, you know, like my religious constraints advise me against being recorded. I'm not even allowed to have photographs taken of me. So can you ask them to not record me, please?
Okay, sir, if we can't record you, then we won't be able to place an order. Let me give you customer service number. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Sure. Give me that number.
Okay, great. Now, customer service is available Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so you will be able to call them now. And you can reach customer service by calling toll-free 1-800-798-7398.
Okay, so that's 800 759-9324?
No, sir. It's 1-800-798-7398.
Okay, I think I got it. It's 1-800-789-7983.
Frank, call.
How did they know from that number?
Frank call.
They do that all the time. It's like Frank call, click.
Dude, that's like a Stranger Danger type shit right there.
What'd you say?
Maybe I'm just fucking dyslexic, hey?
What was that number, dude?
Yeah.
Down. It's 800-798-7398.
No, but what is the one that you what's the one that you gave him to make her go?
I just mixed up the numbers like I was dyslexic. I just read them back wrong like three times.
I'm getting another beer.
What else is new?
And I have to go get more beer.
I left my beer at my friend's house.
Yeah, because your mom wouldn't let it in the house, right?
Come on. Damn it, Trevor. I'm trying to act cool. Brad?
Yes, you can, Gregulate.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm calling the Steam Shark people.
Oh.
Trying to find the number.
Steam sharking around. Steam all day.
Love it.
Calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Donna. To pull up the special offer, may I have your postal or your zip code, please?
Yeah, my zip code is 87743.
87743. Thank you for
that's,
that.
That's correct.
And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded, okay?
That's fine. That's okay. Fine. That's groovy. Everybody's recording everybody now, so, you know. That's what happened.
Well, it's both. Oh. It's mostly so for us, sir. For you.
Everybody call. Everybody records everybody anytime you call anywhere. So I had some questions.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Groovy.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. So you know the Steam Shark, right? That comes with the little pocket steamer with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What I'm really interested in is the pocket steamer. Okay. So can you tell me about that? I mean, do you like own one or anything?
What did you say?
Do you own one?
Do I own one? No, I don't, sir.
No, you don't. So you don't know a lot about it other than what they told you. All right, that's fine. We can continue on. Okay. And that says it cleans and deodorizes. Is that correct?
Yes, it'll sanitize without any harsh chemicals.
All right, excellent. Now, what if I needed to add some chemicals to that, like, say, maybe some bleach or, you know, maybe some kerosene?
So that's not recommended.
No, that's not recommended. I can't pour bleach.
No.
Do a half and half mix?
No. It's not recommended to put anything in that but water.
What
that
kind
is
of
the
water?
Purpose of it.
What kind
normally,
of water?
Normally, you should use water that doesn't have any harsh metal in it.
Well, I got a lot of hard water here. I like have to use like, you know, I have to like scrub out the tub and everything because it leaves all this white crud all the time. So I mean,
well, there's a bottle that will take the calcium out of the water so that your steamer will work fine.
Well, do you provide that the filter thing?
We sell it. It's part of it's part of a package that we sell.
Really, it's part of the package, so it automatically, like, filters the crap out and everything.
Yes, it does, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. okay, well, you know, what if I, like, put, like, something distilled in there?
Well,
Would that work?
Distilled water? Yes.
Okay, well, no, I was thinking more like Everclear.
Sir, this is a shark steam mop.
Well, you know, yeah, I just...
Clean with steam. They do not recommend you to put anything inside the steam mop.
Well, ma'am, I'm just saying I need a little bit more power than maybe water can provide because this place is filthy. You have no idea. The person who lived here before me was like a smoker and smoked like 5 packs a day inside for 30 years. Everything's yellow. I'm going to have to like steam the walls and the ceiling and she was a hoarder. It was horrible. As it was, I had to like rent like 2 big dumpsters and haul everything out because she couldn't even walk between the front door and the back door. It was terrible. I should send you pictures. Do you have like a Facebook or something I can pay something on? I'll show you the pictures. It's terrible.
No, thank you, sir. I don't need to see pictures.
All right. Well, so
Are you interested in purchasing the steam mop today, sir?
Would it work on the nicotine stains on the walls and ceiling?
It's a steam mop. It should steam off anything.
All right. It should steam off anything. Anything at all. Even like 30 years worth of nicotine.
Well, sir, if there's 30 years worth of nicotine, you're probably going to have to use a scrubber, too. So,
well,
I don't know.
It says it scrubs.
It says it has
a scrub setting on it, right? Is that not correct?
For the steam mop?
Yeah,
the mop has a scrub setting.
It says it has a dust setting. Another setting and a scrub setting. So if I set it to scrub and just like went at it on the walls with it, would it clear it up?
The mop has the scrub. Well, it's the scrub floors.
Well, would it work on like walls? Because you know it's all like semi gloss, right? So you know it's not like cheap ass crap paint. It's semi gloss, so it's got the coating.
If you want to use your mop on the walls, it's up to you.
All right, great. Okay, can I order one?
You can order one.
Absolutely great.
All right, well, today you're getting the new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with its three levels of level control, so you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home. Normally it's 5 payments, but today you can get the mop for 4 easy payments of $39.95. And as an added bonus, you can get the Shark Portable Steamer for the above floor cleaning with your order. Normally it's $99, but we will include it with your order for free. And it's yours to keep for trying the steam pocket mop. So would you like to go ahead and start your order today?
Well, yeah, but can I get it for the normal 5 payments? I'd like to make 5 payments of $31.75 because you know, I'm kind of unemployed, and that would be easier for me to make the 5 payments.
No, sir. On this call, it would be 4 payments of $39.95.
Well, you said it's normally 5 payments, so isn't there like a normal button you can hit, and I can just make the normal 5 payments?
It would be normally 5 payments of $39.95.
Well, I just want 5 payments of $31.97 because I just ran it through the calculator, and that's what it comes out to for 5 payments, $31.97.
Sir, it's 4 payments of $39.95.
You really can't do 5 payments of $31.95.
No, I can't change anything. If you wanted to, you'd have to call our customer service group.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to call our customer service group because they always send us back to you. All right. Well, okay, let's go ahead and do that then. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Let's start that.
And you want one of these?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Could I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Roy.
And last name Roy?
Last name Roy, that's correct.
No, what is your first name, sir?
My first name's Roy.
And what is your last name?
Roy. Yeah, I'm Roy. My mom wasn't that imaginative. I'm sorry about that. I have no control over what my legal name is. I apologize if that sounds strange.
Okay. What credit card would you prefer to use today, sir?
Okay, sure. I'll use a Visa. Do you Diners Club? Because I've had this Diners Club card since 1982, and I haven't really used it very much. And that's a major credit card, right?
We take American Express.
You don't take Diners Club?
Either or Discover.
No. You don't take Diners Club?
No.
Why don't you take Diners Club? Everybody used to take Diners Club. Nobody takes it now.
No, we take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover.
All right, well, I guess I'll put it on my brother's Visa. Yeah. Does it matter if it's my Visa or not?
I just need to have a name that the card's under, sir, and an address.
Okay, the name the card's under is Roy Roy. My brother's also named Roy. Like I said, mom's not very imaginative.
And is it a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? Okay, and the number when you're ready?
Sure, it's 4173.
No, sir, that's not a Visa card. It starts with a 4.
And hold on, I got another question before we go on. Now, be sure on the scrub it will work on walls, right?
They are designed to steam.
Okay, so it'll
walls or
it'll steam.
For your car, it will be steamed.
It'll steam the semi-gloss then. You know, this would be really awesome. Do you take like Bitcoin or PayPal or anything like that? Because I mean, I could send you money like tonight for the whole amount. If you took like Bitcoin, do you use Bitcoin?
Sir, you've wasted enough of my time. This is a prank call.
This
Goodbye.
Is not a prank call. I'm seriously trying to make an order here. How long was that? Fuck.
It took forever. It was awesome.
Hey, Brad, what's your Skype name?
That was fun.
My Skype name?
Yeah.
Phonesers.org.
Ah, there
Roy,
it is.
Roy.
Roy.Roy.
unimaginable mother.
That combined with Demerol.
What you doing, Matt?
Drinking a beer.
Of course.
There's a surprise. Enjoy that PBR.
Enjoy that. No, Milwaukee's best ice.
Ugh,
PBR is too expensive.
Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Donna, and to pull up this special offer, may I have your zip code or your postal code, please?
Hey, Donna, it's 87743.
Okay, so I have 87743.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
Yeah.
And again, my name is Donna, and who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Roy.
Okay, Mr. Roy, now before we get into your order, can you tell me what was it about the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop you like?
I like its color. It's kind of like a light purple, kind of like a teal, kind of mauve and stuff like that. I like that. Lavender. Maybe it's cornflower. What exact color is that? Is it lavender, cornflower, or purple?
Okay. Now, it would be a lavender, sir.
Kind of like lavender, or is it lilac? Does it fade kind of like to the yellow of a lilac? What?
I think she said prank call.
Yeah.
Mr. Spess is trying to call in.
What a liar.
Prank call.
Bad.
It's like screaming hate crime. We don't need your hate crime here. The fat Jamaican is the narc.
Come on, Marcus.
I don't see Mr. Spessa trying to call in.
Oh, he said he tried to add me. You have to accept his request.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Donna. To pull up the special offer, may I have your zip code or your postal code, please?
Hey, Donna. Hi. I just talked to you. You hung up on me for asking about colors. You like iced tea?
sir, are you interested in buying a pocket steam mop?
I would hope so. Why else would I be calling?
Well, you didn't have a credit card before.
I did so have a credit card. I've got a credit card here.
No, you did not, sir. You started a Visa card with a 9. A Visa card does not start with the number 9.
That wasn't me. I know for sure that wasn't me.
Well, you said you just talked to me.
I know, but my Visa card, I have it right here in my hand, and it definitely doesn't start with a number 9. It starts with a number 4.
Okay, so you were interested in ordering a Shark Professional Steam Box tonight.
Again, why would I be calling if I wasn't? I've got questions, though.
You know what? This is a prank call, and I am not going to sit on the phone with you again answering the same questions I answered 5 minutes ago.
Come on, Sugar Tits.
You're wasting my time. Good night. Have a good evening.
Please, Sugar Tits.
What about our time? Don't be so fucking selfish.
Yeah. You're all dismissive and cunt-like.
Cunty.
Mark it. I like her. We could cut that out. You're wasting my time. Yeah.
She was a sassy granny.
Just how I like them.
Yeah, that sounds like a good film, Sassy Thanks. Grannies.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Baby.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the steam pocket mop with 3 levels of steam so I can cut through the worst grime on my floor.
Okay, sure. Did you want to place an order?
Yes. Now, if you order today, and sir, if you order today, instead of 5 monthly payments, I can cut it down to 4. How does that interest you?
Yep.
All right, now let's get this order started. May I have your name that it appears on your credit card statement? Yeah. They get all flustered if you try to sell them a mop.
I like that. Oh, shit.
Is Mr. Spessa listening? Because I saw an out-of-area call coming in a minute ago, and I couldn't get it to pick up.
Mr. Spessa, you faggot.
We hate you, Mr. Spessa.
Use Skype like a real man.
I added him on Skype. I found his thing. Oh, wait. He's online now. I'm going to try him again.
I can hear the hobos going through the dumpster outside.
Neat.
Yeah, it's fun having the windows open in the city.
Hi, Mr. Spessa.
Hi,
Mr. Spessa.
Here he is. Took you long enough.
God damn it.
Oh. Are you okay?
I'm cutting myself.
Oh, shit. We knew it. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Spessa, this phone call's for you.
For me, is it pocket mop?
Of course. Thing? Duh.
Okay.
What the hell? What the hell do you think?
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop.
Sorry.
Thank you.
To pull up this special offer, may I have your zip
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Code, please?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Marjorie. Are you calling for the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop?
I am, yes, I'd like to order one. I didn't quite hear the part that came before that. You were breaking up.
Thank you for calling.
No, the part before that?
Well, that was the part before that.
I must have made
the
part after.
May I have your zip code, please?
Let's just start from the beginning. What was your name?
Marjorie, may I have your zip code, please?
Thank you, Marjorie. My name is Roy. It's very nice to meet you.
Okay, and I still need your zip code.
Oh, okay, sorry. My zip code is 98580.
98580, thank you. And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
Okay.
And today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with 3 levels of steam control.
Marjorie?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I asked you a question and you just talked right over me like you were reading a script.
I didn't hear your question.
Oh, I asked if you sold any used ones. Like, is there
right this... now, I just the Shark Professional mop.
No, I understand that, but do you sell them used as well? Like, pre-owned?
Not to my knowledge.
Can I lease one?
Well, perhaps customer service could help you.
Oh,
I'll
that's
give you that number.
I'll just get a brand new one. I just didn't know if there was like a rent-to-own option.
I haven't heard of that, no.
Okay. Well, let's move on then.
Well, normally it's 5 payments, but on today's call, you get the mop for 4 payments of $39.95 plus free shipping and handling. As an added bonus, you're getting the Shark portable steamer for above 4 cleaning with your order. Normally,
so it's like
$99. But we'll include it with your order for free. And it's yours to keep just for trying the Steam Pocket Mop. And let's go ahead and get this out to you today, okay?
Okay.
And let me get your information. May I have your name, please? Your first name?
Roy. I believe I already introduced myself to you. You must not have been paying attention.
Roy, is that R-O-Y, and your last name?
Gerbeel.
Would you spell your last name, please?
Golf, Echo, Romeo, Bravo, Indigo, Lima.
Just spell it for me.
I just did.
I know. Would you please spell it again, just the letters?
Sure. Golf, Echo, Romeo, Bravo, Indigo, Lima.
I'm sorry, you went too fast. I got G-U-L, and what is after the L?
No. G is in gigantic. E is in elephant. R is in rectum. B is in, boy, that's a big, giant elephant rectum.
Thank you for calling, and good evening.
Now.
Wrecked them.
I darn near killed them.
That was great.
God, that's a giant elephant rectum.
Boy, that's a giant elephant.
Oh, wow. Dude, they had to go like drag her from an old folks home or something. They're threatening in a steamer if she doesn't read from the script.
I love how she just kept talking right over me. Like, usually if you interrupt them in the middle of the script, it fucks them all up, and they have to start over. But her, she just kept talking right over me.
She's just one.
She keeps her thumb on the screen so she doesn't lose her place.
She keeps the ruler on the line that she's on.
That's a good idea, man. We can like we can turn a old folks home into a call center. I mean,
they could work for you know, child wages.
They could work for oxygen.
Fucking old people. I think there's a Trojan on my Mac.
Extra oatmeal.
A Trojan on your Mac?
Yeah, did you hear about that one that just came out? It looks like a Flash update. If you install it, it gives you...
Macs don't have viruses.
Macs are dumb.
They do now. If you have a Flash update, don't install it.
I would never use Mac.
That's kind of like breaking news.
I'll never update my Flash again.
Macs with Virey? Where is your god now?
Now it's time for Greg Gillette's helpful computer tips.
Fuck you. Computer.
Oh shit. I fucked up. What's happening?
Yeah.
Is that Trevor's fault?
What is that?
I got rid of Trevor.
It's probably Mr. Spencer.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm going to mute. It can't be for me.
Not me.
I got put on hold.
It's Bradley.
Is it? Is it me?
What was it? I don't even know.
It sounded like jumping on a turtle in Mario Brothers. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm updating my resume and I'm putting Matt as a reference.
Awesome. I'll do you well. Pocket in a rat.
Thanks for calling to order your steam pocket mop.
What's up, Home G?
Excuse me?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Can I get a fat sack from you?
Can you get what?
A fat sack.
What up, Roy?
What up, man?
Nothing, man.
I'm smoking a tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting, Roy.
It is exciting, actually. My toes are curled.
Like the witch off of the Wizard of Oz.
What are you talking about?
Of course.
You said your toes is curled. I said like that witch off Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what he meant.
House. But instead of a house, it's kind of like a couch.
Oh, hey, how do you know you're gay? Because you make Wizard of Oz references all day. That's how people can tell you're gay.
That's cool. Yeah, I am, man. I mean, apparently y'all the same thing. Y'all keep coming in. Y'all keep trying to talk to me.
Yeah, we're not. We don't hate gay people. Come
this
on.
This guy sounds awesome. Maybe he'll prank call the Pocket Shark people with us.
Hey, yeah.
Let's connect him.
Yeah, let's add him.
Well, I can't. He needs to give me his cell phone number.
Dude, please prank with us.
Sir, can I have your cell phone number? It's okay. This is Roy from the corporate office.
There's no Roy in the corporate office for Shark.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Listen, man.
We're so far above him.
Listen, man. Hey. Hey, man. Are you still there?
Yeah, I ain't hungry.
All right, listen. Listen, you want fame, right?
Excuse me?
You want fame, right?
I want to do what?
You want fame. You want to be famous. You want to be known.
Not necessarily
forever.
I'm cool with the person that I am, but why? You got an ultimatum for me or something?
Then I suggest giving the phone number to you. What's your cell phone number?
I'm not going to give you my cell phone number for y'all to prank my cell phone.
No, we wouldn't.
No, we ain't going to do that.
We're not that kind of person.
No. Never.
How you gonna tell me you're not that type of person to prank my cell phone? You keep pranking into the office that I work for.
I'm not that kind of girl.
Come on, man. Hey, do me a favor, man. When y'all call out back, if y'all get me again, just call back until y'all talk to somebody else, because y'all have made my entertainment pretty good for the night. Y'all have a good one.
Wait, no. Hang up.
What'd you add?
I just added the same number. I was hoping we could get him on the line with us with another rep.
Will that work?
Damn it.
It's so cool when you have multiple reps.
What?
That's weird.
Hanging up on me.
Is that all?
Yes, Roy.
Oh, I dialed wrong.
Hi, Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Marcus.
We're gonna prank call the Steam people, and you have to do the call.
Yeah.
You say what?
We're prank calling the Steam people, and you have to do the call.
I'm sorry, I added the wrong
number,
just,
Mister.
Just remove that one.
Oh, 7523.
Yeah, I'm dumb. Rub it in,
Mister Spessa. What the fuck?
It was like it was some odd like a Spanish thing.
No, that was Nipponese, man. That was Japan. What was that?
I don't know.
It was derp.
Derp.
We should hang up on Mr. Spessa forever, though.
I'll try to add another pocket mop person.
I don't think
you
can do
a
that.
Pocket mop.
Your face is a pocket mop.
Thank you for calling the Shark Professional Stain Pocket Mop.
My name is Jacqueline. May I have your zip code, please?
Wow. Ba 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 boom.
Jacqueline, 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 Jacqueline.
Hey,
baby.
This evening, sir.
My zip code. My zip code is 87743.
87743.
That's correct.
98580.
Thank you.
Quick question on us.
What's with the quiz?
What quiz, sir?
As to our zip codes. Okay. I mean, we're doing a conference call right now. We all have different zip codes. We actually work for a large company that does.
We're doing what we can, ma'am.
Services.
I have a question for each of you. Who's interested in ordering the Shark Professional
Steam? Well, all of us are because we own different offices from the custodial service company. It's a large company. We need to order 146 pocket mops.
I'm raising my hand.
Well, may I take one at a time, please?
Okay. Well, I'll go first. My name is Roy, and I'd like to introduce you to also. Roy,
hello.
And Roy also on the phone. It's Roy cleaning.
Mr. Roy, I think I've heard about you.
Oh, really? Have you? Have you heard about us? Because we're making money. We just went public on Wall Street. We're worth the link.
Start Professional Steam Pocket Mop. I am here to assist you. If not, sir, I do have another call waiting, and I must proceed.
Well, no, we want to order them. We need 150 units because we're very busy right now. I mean, we just went public. You know, we're very busy people. I mean, we're doing a conference call right now to get all the equipment we need, and we heard very, very good things from various customers who have used your product in the past. There was one gentleman who had your first generation, and he was very happy with it and was... told us about the new generation and he was going to order it. You know, he said it keeps his porcelain white and it keeps his cabinets clean. And
Mr. Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy.
Did you place your order just a few minutes ago when you called?
No, we do. I didn't call before.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Your order should be in the mail. Did you place the order?
No, I didn't place any order. I told you, this is a new order. We're calling from a conglomerate.
May I proceed with your order?
Well, okay, please do. I mean, you seem like you don't want to take my order and you're wasting my time, which just irritates me.
It appears that you're wasting my time, sir.
No, it appears you're wasting my time, ma'am. So can you please take my order?
Stop jerking us off and take our orders.
The primary zip code is 87743.
She jerked us off. She jerked us right off.
I feel violated.
I kind of dug that.
I'm kind of hot now. I may have to go, you know.
Off of my...
She's still hanging around on there. I bet she's a tall drink of water.
I want to talk to Marcus.
No, I want to talk to Marcus.
Marcus is the shit, dude. That guy does nothing. He's like, he's just fucking around with prank callers all day.
Thank you for calling. Please hold and your call will be answered as quick.
I got money for prank calls.
It's none other than the Shark Steam Pro Pocket Mop. Please hold and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you.
That is very loud.
Rappy's calling me.
Okay, I have a calling in to order the Shark Steam.
You can add two numbers, I think, that are different.
Can you post it?
Hey, you've called in to the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Alex. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good. I want to order your mop.
Okay. What's your first name?
Roy.
Roy. And your last name?
Roy. But it's spelled with an E on the end. What, did he hang up?
He hung up like instantly.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you, Roy, the name Roy has become poison. We've been doing this for what? Almost a month?
Roy,
your name is Rory.
To Rory.
Okay, so, yeah, that 9115 number, I dial that simultaneously with the 6523.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Mop.
My name is Dan.
Miss Cleo?
I have to pull up this special offer. May I have your zip or postal code, please?
Hi, Daphne. Where's Velma?
I'm sorry?
Where's Velma?
Okay. Who is Velma? You spoke to someone by that name before?
Yeah, I talked to Velma before. Velma and Shaggy. Shaggy. I talked to Shaggy. I also talked to Fred and Scrappy.
Okay. And what are you calling for today, sir?
Well, we're calling about the shark mop. I mean, they all hung up on me, so I'm kind of upset.
Okay. Something's happening with your phone?
The shark professional, steam pocket mop. My name is Crystal. To better help you, may I have your zip code, please? Hello?
That didn't work out too good, did it?
No. Hi, Crystal.
Crystal, can I order a shark cleaner thing?
Pocket mop sounds so dirty.
Bitch.
It does. She didn't get any of the references I was making either.
Well, that number that Mr. Spessa gave us works as a second number, so maybe we can get Marcus to prank someone.
Yeah, but you gotta time it just right, because that was timed way the fuck off.
We gotta convince Dennis to do it.
What we gotta do is call them both, and then everybody shut the fuck up and
that
just
broad
talk to each
totally
other.
Sounded like Miss Cleo.
Yeah, she did it first.
Breaking up again, buddy.
No, don't break up with me. We're gonna meet together forever.
Move your netbook.
I hear I'm fine.
Thank you for calling. Please hold and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Then the Shark Steam Pro Pocket.
Okay, now the other one.
Thank you for calling in for the Shark Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Derek, and how can I help you?
Hello, Derek. This is Paul from the corporate office.
Okay.
And we're doing a test where you have to pretend you're a customer ordering a pocket steam thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to place the call now, and you pretend to be the customer.
Okay, can I have you hang on just one moment, please?
Well, no, the call, it's ringing, so just, order them up.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Anita. To pull up this special offer, may I have your zipper postcode, please?
Someone take it.
Yeah, my zip code's 87743.
I'm sorry, it's what?
87743.
Okay, that's 87743, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
That's wonderful. Good, record away.
Okay. And today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with 3 levels.
All right, great. Yeah, I saw the whole... You don't have to read your little script there. I saw the whole thing online, the whole infomercial and everything. What I want to know is I have some answers... Need some answers to some specific questions. Okay? So can you answer those? Are you equipped to answer those? Okay, great. Do you own one of these? That's my first question. Own one?
Not this one, but I did own one of the Shark Steam Pots.
Oh, yeah. So you're one of the ones that owned the first generation. You know, yeah, my neighbor owned the first generation, and he said he loved it. He, like, used it to, like, scrub his walls, scrub his dogs, you know, the whole deal. So can I scrub my dog with this one?
No, not the Steam Pocket Mop, no.
No, I can't do that?
No.
What temperature is the steam at?
I'm not quite sure. It's hot enough, though, that it cleans your pores.
Well, I mean, what temperature
is the steam? It doesn't give a degree in here how hot the steam is.
Okay, well, what about children? Like, you know, my kid goes out, gets in a whole bunch of crap. You know, I just stick him in the bathtub and just grab him and stick the business end right on him and wipe him down. I mean, is that workable? Hello? Are you there? Oh.
Oh, well.
She hung up. Too bad. That was a good one, Spessa. Will the children ever thought before? Sorry, my call.
Thank you for calling for the Shark Professional Theme Parking Mop. My name is Melinda to pull up the special offer. May I have your zip code or postal code, please?
Hello, Melinda. How are you doing?
Finding yourself, sir?
I'm okay. Okay, I've seen the infomercial on TV here, and I'm needing to get one of these mops.
Yes. And may I have your zip code to begin, or your postal code?
Okay, it's 49047. 49047. Yeah.
Thank you. And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. And today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional steam pocket mop with 3 levels of steam control so you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home. Normally it's 5 payments. But on today's call, you'll get the mop for just 4 easy payments of $39.95 plus free shipping and handling.
All right.
And as in, yes.
I have some questions. Okay, I know it has 3 levels of steam, right? 3 levels. I'm wondering if the lowest one, how hot is the lowest one?
I don't have that kind of information.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. See, I need to know how low because I've my mother, she's really sickly, and she's been in the bedroom, and she has a habit of laying in her own filth because I really don't have the time or the strength to, like, clean her up. And I just want to see if a steam pocket mop would kind of, like, be usable to go over the bed a little bit, you know, get rid of the smell a little bit. Her bed sores are oozing, and I need to know if that's going to be really,
you know. I can give you the customer service telephone number.
No, I just need to answer that question. I need to find out if the lowest level of steam, you know, if I just give her a good brushing over, would that be too much for her skin?
Well, only thing I know is that you would have to talk to customer service because I don't have any information that tells me how.
All she does is she lays in here and moans all day. I can't take it anymore. Three times a day, I give her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
And I just toss her the remote control, then I leave. Go watch the dog races all day. I really can't stand to be at the house anymore. The stench is just awful. And I need to find... Hello, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello? Hello?
Fucked it up, legend. God damn.
What'd I do wrong? Hello?
Wrong.
I was just weaving a tale of elderly abuse. Come on.
I think they are starting to learn voice, so automatically know it's bullshit. So
she's connected still.
Well, we need to disconnect her, call him back.
But that fucking elderly abuse shit was killing me.
Let Laugh Track take one.
I'll just start laughing.
He sounds like one of those drunk, unemployed people that watch infomercials in his underwear while eating nachos off his chest.
I did get 3 pairs of underwear the other day.
I'm calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Kelly. And to pull up this special offer, may I have your... I'm sorry?
I said hot damn. How you doing, Kelly? I'm calling about that mop.
Offer, may I have your zip code?
60606.
60606?
You got it, sweetheart.
Quality purposes, this call may be recorded. Today you are getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop.
Hang on. About the recording. Like, how long do you save that?
Pardon?
How long do you save it once you record? Like,
we re-record the entire conversation.
Okay, yeah, but how long do you keep it on file?
I have no idea, sir.
Are you comfortable with that?
Would you like for me to move forward, sir?
I'd like you to back up.
I think she's gone.
It's awesome.
She wasn't.
It's all about the lulls, guys. It's all about the lulls.
Matt wants her to back up. She's still there.
You're right.
Yeah. There he goes. Come on, Matt. You can get through it without. You can get through it without laughing.
Nah. Yeah, maybe in a bit. I'm not even in the office yet.
In the office? Oh yeah.
What's Jen talking about? She says one of us need to answer her message.
What?
I don't know. She doesn't say.
No.
I don't see any messages.
My browser's closed because I'm trying to sound
halfway. I don't see any messages either.
Jen, you're crazy.
Jen's gone fucking nuts.
Crazy like a gravy fox.
You're crazy, Jen.
We do not see you.
I'm looking.
And, you know, you got all our Facebooks, so send somebody a message.
She posted.
Hey, where do you change British currency to American currency?
XE.com.
Like physically in real life.
At the airport.
Take it to the bank. You take it to your bank. You say, I have this paper, give me the other paper.
Or you could just deposit it into the ATM.
Oh, I don't have a bank account, dude.
Or you could just do like everybody else in America and wipe your ass with that pommy cunt shit and flush it.
Yeah.
No. I gotta get the money for it. £20 is like $36 or some shit, I think.
No, it is not. Smoke
weed every day. What is it? So what's the conversion then, Trev?
I'll tell you in a second, man.
Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up.
Okay.
No, shut the Mississippi. I'm not in Mississippi. If you say Mississippi again, I'm going to kick you in the fucking ass.
Ow.
Wow.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi...
How many pounds do you have?
20.
You have 20 pounds.
How much is that in
that's
stone?
That's like $2.
No, that's before Obama destroyed the economy.
Damn that Obama.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Linda.
Hello.
To pull up the special offer, may I have your zip code or postal code, please?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And is this Linda, what's your last name?
Oh, it's Linda.
The last name, though?
Not allowed to give my last name.
Well, to the corporate office you are, and I'm in the corporate office.
Okay, that I can't verify, sir.
My last name is Evans, so now you tell me your last name.
Unfortunately, I can't verify that.
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding anyway. I want to order the pocket steamer.
You're calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop?
Yeah. Same thing.
Okay. And your zip code, please?
87743.
And that's 87743. Well, now, for quality purposes, the call may be recorded.
Can you stop yelling at me? I don't appreciate it.
Now, today you're getting the all-new Shark portable.
You don't have to yell
Shark
about it.
Professional steam pocket mop with
ma'am,
three
stop
levels
yelling
of
at
steam
me.
Control,
so that you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home.
Quit yelling.
Normally, it's 5 payments, but on today's call, you'll get the mop for just 4 easy payments of $39.95 plus free shipping and handling.
There's no reason to yell at me.
As an added bonus, you're getting the Shark portable steamer for above for cleaning with your order. Normally, $99.99 will include it with your order for free. And it's your pocket mop. So let's go ahead and get the pay, okay?
Well, what are you yelling at me for? Like, what? Why are you yelling? Can you stop yelling?
How many would you like to order today?
Just stop yelling at me.
How many do
we'd like to order 147.
How many would you like to order today?
147.
Okay, I'll be ending this call. It is a prank call.
No, it's not. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Boom boom boom. There's been, ask Legend, there's been times we've called him and we've like said things and he'd go, prank! And hang up. It's fucking hilarious.
I wonder what, like, if they talk about us in the break room all the time.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Because they talk to, they obviously talk about us on the floor because, you know, they wouldn't say, oh, we know about you, Roy.
Yeah.
Got you know, I've gotten I've gotten supervisors said, oh yeah, I know you and all the other Roys, and you know, so it's like they definitely talk. And I've worked in a call center, and that's,
I mean, how many other Roys could they be? I know it's this group of Roys. Are there other Roys? I know that there's problems with people, you know, asking if they, you know.
They will not ship anything to the 87743 area code. So
where
I hope,
is it? Anyway.
I hope the legit actually calls them from Roy.
Where is it? Oh, that's Roy. That's awesome, dude. Do you think it pops up on the screen? 87743
is Roy, New Mexico, yeah.
So you think when they enter it in, like it comes up, it says Roy?
Yeah, pretty much. It comes up as Roy, and they know it's a prank call.
They keep A&I records, so they know what call is called when, and all the, probably all the Skypes are falling in at range.
Well, my Skype comes up weird because I don't actually pay for a number, so I don't have like a nifty cool 505 callback number like everybody else in the PLA. I don't have a callback. It either comes up as undefined or 000 area code, which I thought was hilarious when the one guy that said, we're tracing you back on that, had a 00 area code. It's like, oh yeah, go ahead, tell the police it was in the 00 area code.
I liked when I called the front desk at the old building, and it said anonymous, and then it said Hillock 666 under it. That's
well, yeah. Sometimes it shows your username, but most of the time it says unknown, or it gives like some wacky thing. And I talked to RBCP about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah, because people said like they said something about, well, why is this coming up, phone losers?
Well, the closest we can figure out is if you don't pay for it, is it comes up with the closest switch number that's assigned by the server you're routed through at the time. So, I mean, it's not even like Google Voice where it's all the same number every single fucking time.
Marcus.
I still got to stab that guy in the face.
What guy do you have to stab?
Oh, he was a friend at work, and then all of a sudden he went berserk on me and said he was sick of my crazy shitting and all sorts of other stuff. But he knew about all the prank calls, and then he turned me in because the last time I made a prank call there, they said, oh, well, we know this is coming from Beckley, and we know your name is such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you got a turncoat. I got a turncoat. Sorry, and you live in the same town. You know, maybe I'll just have his gas and electric turned off because I know his home address and phone number.
I think you should announce it on the air, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Have his gas and electric turned off on a Friday because I know they'll never turn it back on until after Monday.
That'll show him a thing or two.
53 Airport Drive. I still think the stabbing sounds better.
Yeah, definitely stab him.
Marcus. Oh, he sent the cops to my fucking house, dude.
Yeah, well, again, we're telling you, stab him. And it's nice that you're getting this out in a public forum.
And no, any listeners that need advice, my house
and said I was standing across from the property and staring at it at random times. It's like, dude, you know, I said, I didn't even want to be there when they were paying me. Why would I walk a half hour there to just stare at the building?
I bet you were.
I was.
Yeah, I bet he was, too.
I was, and I was sticking PLA stickers all over the place, so they're going to be coming after you next, RBC.
I bet you're there right now.
Yeah, I am sticking phone loser stickers all over the back door, so they're going to be looking that up on the internet and coming for you.
You know what you need to do? You need to get life-size cut out of you staring and just like...
I would like a life-size Trevor cut out. I'd sleep with them every night. On top of me.
That's creepy, Matt.
It'd be nice. It didn't need to be made out of some sort of like plastic. But that'd be nice.
That would hurt you. You're a bastard. I hate you people. Why do I even talk to you?
We should just
I find you to be a very handsome man.
Let's all hang up on each other right now so I can go eat.
You can eat.
So you can what?
Go like just do things and stuff. That are not on the phone.
That means go masturbate to Olsen twins. Pictures.
Yeah, all this talk about Trevor cardboard cutouts has really got me hot. Yeah. So I really need to just take a little break.
Release the pressure.
Well, is it the phone show?
Oh no, not yet.
No, that's later.
Yeah, this is the phone show. There's not going to be one later.
Yeah,
no, there's early.
I'm thinking I'll be in rare form for it because I started early.
Oh shit! I'll be hanging up on you early tonight.
Oh, well, I'll be good.
Really drunk, so I'll be calling in to just annoy you, so you can slam the phone down on me.
Oh, Jane. Oh.
Because he does have the cardboard cutout to stare at.
Well, you know, if he has a cardboard cutout, he won't slam the phone down on me, will he? Whoa. Oh, there it is. I need that MP3, RBCP.
I like it when people keep on talking after they get hung up.
God damn it.
He's the ghost of Christmas past. Ooh. Dude, how great was it that fucking Marcus dude talked about Wizard of Oz shit?
I love Marcus.
That was hilarious.
I know that he wants to be famous. He's turning it on because he thinks he's...
Yeah, where did he get the idea that he's on the radio?
Wow.
Are you hoping you get him?
Yeah.
No, somebody said Cacti Radio and decided on the radio at that time.
Maybe he'll listen tonight. He'll call in and we'll be BFFs.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Denzel, and I'd like to pull up the special offer. May I have your zip or your postal code, please?
Hello, Denzel. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Roy.
Good. Now, I want to thank you for calling to order the Steam Professional Pocket Mop. May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, it's 87743, sir.
87743?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. Now, today, you are getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop.
Yeah.
With three levels of steam control.
Three. Can I modify that? Can I modify that so it can, like, have multiples of three?
You are now?
Can I modify the mop so it has multiples of three so I can, like, change it to six or nine or anything else, 15, you know? Well,
If you're mechanically qualified, I guess that would be up to you, but I don't think that it's made for that situation,
well,
sir.
The only thing I have is, you know, I got a set of screwdrivers and, you know, wire cutters and stuff like that. I can probably do it.
Okay. But now, the steam controller, so you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home.
Every floor?
Normally it is. Yeah, now it's normally just 5 payments. But on today's call, you can get the mop for just 4 easy payments of $39.95 plus free shipping and handling.
Can I use the steam mop to release wrinkles in my laundry?
I don't believe you can, but I mean, you can try if you want, but this is a floor mop. And as an added bonus, you're getting the Shark Portable Steamer for above floor cleaning with your order.
I've got another question. Sir, does the mop have an RS-232 connector?
An RS-232 connector?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, sir, so I can't tell you yes or no.
Yeah, kind of like a parallel port.
So I don't know what to tell you about that, sir, but I'm sure that if you really want, you can go online and you can check all the...
Well, I tried to go online, and I've checked, and so I called the number. They didn't have my answers online. And
I can give you a customer service number where you can call to
What's the service? What's the parity and baud rate of that mop?
The parity and the baud rate. Well, sir, unfortunately, it's not a modem. It is not a router. It is not an Ethernet connection. So it doesn't have a baud rate, it doesn't have a parity, and it doesn't carry an IRQ. Now, I can give you a customer service number that you can call if you want to talk to the people who technical service, who actually make it, and maybe they can answer some of those questions for you.
Does it have a USB 2.0 connector?
It doesn't have a USB. It doesn't connect to a computer.
What would happen if you tried?
Well, from what I understand, computers and water don't mix. But now this customer service is available Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call the customer service by calling 1-800-798-7398.
Can I use a steam pocket mop to, like, clean out my hard drive? Will it defrag my hard drive?
As I said, sir, computers and water...
I'm sorry, sir.
What if we put gasoline in it?
And I do want to thank you for calling, and I hope you all have a great day.
I apologize for my drunk call. Please hang on a second. Now, the customer service number was 800-789-7893.
No, sir, you got them backwards. It's 798-7398.
Okay, so it's
7-3-9-8.
Okay, so that's 800-798-7398.
You've got a couple more chances at getting it right, but it's 7-3-9-8.
I do apologize, sir, but I'm dyslexic, so you're going to have to bear with me, please. That's
okay, if you're dyslexic, then the last four digits being 7398 would probably be 8937, and that might get it that way for you, sir.
Okay, so...
But I do want to thank you for calling, and I hope you have a great evening. Goodbye.
Thank you, cock.
Goodbye.
Parody.
You got schooled.
Them toes curled up like that witch in the Wizards.
Booyah.
You got schooled in 20-year-old computing.
Yeah. We found ourselves a nerd.
Yeah. He's gonna Z-mode them all over you.
Let's write this down in his file.
I like the buzzer sounds. Thanks, Brad.
No, that wasn't me. It was just happening. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Later, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, we'll call you at the phone show.
Yay.